So it happens today that in my tiny little country is the day in which light and goodness overcomes darkness, and it happens in a way that it doesn't only happen, like it doesn't only show itself to whoever has eyes to see, but to everyone. So there is this story about Saint George killing the dragon. And of course, over the last 5 years, I have been reading this story like about 1 million times with Gyani, because he loves this, the knight and the whole thing. And we even went to see the village in which is said that this story happened. So, and it was very exciting, of course. So even in the kids' books, through the story, it is very, very clear that it's not the force of Saint George or his, you know, big and strong sword, how you say this? Sword? Or because he has the fastest white horse or anything like that. But he's able to save the village from disaster because of his good heart. So it was one of those times in which negativity was so strong, you know, as it happens sometimes, that it seemed to be the only thing available. It seemed to be the only thing happening in the world. So the whole village, like everyone, was entangled in this negativity and believing in this negativity in such a way that there was no way out of that. And only when the worst was about to happen, this knight came in with his good heart and was courageous enough to kill the dragon. And it happens that after all, it was not that difficult to kill the dragon, but it was very, we can say, specific. It took really this good heart and always this clear sense from the knight himself that he was not doing that action. He says again and again, I'm here just, you know, being moved by God to help you. And not with my strength, but with the strength of God, I'll kill the dragon. So he went to kill the dragon and, of course, save the princess, which was given to the dragon for, like, for dinner. So this is how the story goes. So, of course, the knight came just on time to save the princess, and then again, of course, the king said, because you have done like so good for us. I offer my daughter to you. And he said, no, like I didn't do that. It was only because the force of God that that happened. And I have to go to keep on, you know, showing this power of light, you know, this power of love. So thank you. Your daughter is very beautiful, but I'll keep going. And it is said that the moment that the knight kills the dragon, of course, like blood comes out of the dragon. And this blood, every drop of blood, turns into a rose, red rose. And since that time, now every 23 of April, like everyone gives a red rose to their beloved. So even all these, you know, married people for like one century married and completely bored. Even that day, you see the man like coming with a beautiful rose to the woman, and it feels like the whole country like lights up a little bit, you know, like feelings are allowed, you know, and you can say I love you that day. So that's, at least for that, is beautiful. Of course, and all the streets are full of like millions of red roses for you to buy. So that day you really need a beloved, otherwise you are left alone, you know. The fact that the blood turns into rose reminded me, like a few days ago we were reading this book, The Cloud of Unknown. And was saying, even the darkness, when gets in touch with little light, like cannot stop itself from being curious about the light. No? Or in other words, like, even this negativity or this, like, yeah, forces that pull us down, if they have a chance to have a glimpse of the light, they cannot stop themselves into becoming that light. So even this nasty dragon, like its blood, turned into the rose, like kind of became love, you know, cannot, like even from there, like love came. And that was somehow completely unexpected, you know. If you see the description of the dragon in the beginning of the book, it's so nasty, like so, you know, fierce and super nasty, that through the mind it is really impossible that anything good could possibly like come out from that dragon. And yet, like just being in touch with goodness, it turns into love, you know, it turns into, you know, this manifestation of love. We keep singing some nights this Gayatri mantra, and there is this within the mantra, this, what it says, like that light I marry, so that by being with this light, slowly, slowly, the ignorance goes away. And it is so simple. It is like just this spending time with. Like usually we cannot handle this simplicity, you know, like we have to try to do something to get rid of this ignorance. But this simply spending time with, you know, that has this power to transform. Of course, it's not a glimpse, no? It's not a moment. Like, usually to marry is not like for a couple of days. Usually, sometimes it is, but, you know, usually it meant to be forever. So this kind of sense, you know, like this kind of willingness, you know, the mantra is actually also like this word of willingness to make space in my life to be in touch with that. And by doing so, like, transformation happens. But of course there is many times this fear that wants to pull us out of this space, you know, like any excuse is valid to jump out of this space. Because this space is so non-doing, like it is very, very active, but it is totally non-doing from our side. It's just making space. So that is very difficult to deal with. Like any idea of doing something that will pass by, we would really jump and try to get it, you know. We would really want to be doing something other than just making space and being with this life. We are very well trained to jump into doing. And it takes some courage and some wisdom to follow this whisper of not doing. And much more when this sickness of action, kind of, becomes collective. Like in the story of the dragon, is the whole village that is like completely like buried on fear. They are all afraid, you know. They are going to lose everything and the dragon is going to eat everyone. Like it's not a joke, you know. It is everything that is collapsing into that fear, which it is in every human being, but it becomes also like collective, so then it has like special kind of this kind of soaking, like everyone likes to join negativity. Like if you see, we can be having very interesting conversations, and but if we have some idea that crosses our mind about like saying something nasty from like about someone, like it gets very juicy, no? The conversation, like everyone jumps in the conversation, and it gets very exciting, no? So these kind of beginnings make this kind of somehow collective fear and negativity that kind of goes nowhere but like to death, no? And of course in this spiral of negativity that we join, to go out of this, it is necessary to have this genuine heart, you know? Because what you see around doesn't help you anymore to change yourself or to change your country, no? Or in other words, like in that spiral, like the rules are very clear, and how things are, they are known, no? You know how things are. You know what you're supposed to do with your life and what neighbor's supposed to do with his or her life. And to overcome that, it needs some like courageous heart and some like genuine heart. It seems like not possible to cross that spiral, to go out of that spiral without your own vision, we can say, or at least your own glimpse of something else. Like something that you can experience that is tickling you or is whispering you that must be some other possibility. And of course, when that is not what is obvious, like when it's not obvious that must be another possibility, then like this, especially then, it is very important to connect, you know, and to listen to this whisper that is only a whisper, you know, it's very, very, very soft actually. It's like, it doesn't scream. And the courage is because there are no maps, there are no examples. So you are left with this tickle inside, and you see all your life falling apart only because you have a tickle. And of course, there is no way to explain to anyone that you are doing all these stupid things only because you have a tickle. No? But only hearts like this could, like, kill the dragon and make light that which is dark. And it is so beautiful, and in the mythical kind of story, you know, how it represents that everyone can see that, like everyone can experience that in that, like in that moment. And then the village, the country goes a little bit, moves forwards, because you can see the light again. And then, of course, like that, like, fades away. And the spiral of negativity, like, moves again. Till, like, some other genuine kind of heart comes to say, like, ah, you know, just so you know, there is another possibility. Like, you don't need to go down again. I remember this one time, like, because somehow my parents didn't know what to do with me. So, I mean, they were trusting me deeply, but everyone around was saying, like, ah, this girl, like, you should do something about with her, because, you know, like, something is wrong. So, because of hearing that, they, you know, I had to go to this psychologist and, you know, like, collection of psychologists, and I get to know them a little bit. And I one thing that many things stayed with me, but one that really stayed was, like, I don't know which line of psychology that guy was following, because we kept changing and nothing was working. So this guy said, like, ah, because you have to move, I think some, like, from Carl Jung or something like that. So you have to move from the state in which you are God into the state in which, you know, you are not God. Okay. You know, and somehow, like, that stayed with me. Like, I registered that, but something in me always thought, like, no way, you know. Like, I'm God, and I will keep on being God, you know. What are you talking about, you know? And of course, his job was to try to put my feet on the earth, you know, like, try to say, of course, like, it makes sense, no? To say, like, you have to go from all possibilities into, like, specifics, no? Like, you have to choose things, no? And in my heart, that really was, like, reducing the existence somehow. Like, why to put in a box something that cannot fit in a box, no? And, of course, there is one side in which, like, that is wise and probably was wise to say at that moment to that girl. But if we hear that, but we don't see people living that, if we see that when adults come into specific, like, into a box, it is like to stay in the box and make an altar out of that box. And that's why, that's what my eyes were seeing. So this is what this is about, if this is what growing up is about, I don't want to grow up. But now, of course, then, without psychologists helping, how am I going to see everything in everything? Like, how am I going to dare to see God in every specific. And keep on experiencing that, you know. Like not agreeing to the box in a way that will stop me seeing the possibilities beyond the box. And again, this somehow no book will help much, or somehow there are not many like reference for that. But how to live in a way that we are not killing ourselves, that we are keeping this possibility of light, lightening up darkness. And daring to walk without a map, but just knowing that that which the eyes see is not the end of the story, you know, it's not the last word, but actually everything still is to be said, basically, like, you know, like not only it's not all, but what we see, like, it's very small compared to what a heart, you know, who can see, you know. So I don't know if there is any question. So in what we are doing these days here, if we could just keep our genuine heart alive, or if we don't know this part of our heart, then like introduced yourself to this genuine heart which is within. And to give voice to that, no? To give strength to that. And that is not like one thing that we do one time in life, because, we are threatened by illness or left without job or our best friend decides to kill himself, But because this is what to be human means, And having given this treasure, would be nice to enjoy it. And this genuine heart, like you can feel it, like almost like every second, like every choice you do, or when you go in, like every movement, like almost kind of energetic feeling, like going towards this down spiral or patterns that pull kind of into the juiciness of getting caught into that and being someone there. Or just trying to connect with this, golden thread that is like crossing our being, kind of, and tuning into this possibility of being open to what I don't know yet. And that is really like a every second kind of adventure. And to be silent enough and still enough to see ourselves like moving down the spiral and choosing like go out of the spiral, it is really powerful. When we can catch this movement, being pulled in like one side and choosing other pull, and how we find ourselves dancing with that. And also if we manage not to be upset when we suddenly realize we have spent the last 2 days in hell with no reason, no? I mean, whatever reason, of course, in the mind, but now, probably, even if reason is there, to be going around with that will not help the situation. And it is also very powerful to feel this possibility of inviting. Just really making space instead of doing it ourselves. And if we can feel safe enough, at least these days, to be like a house without walls, where like whatever happened before, we don't know. Whatever will happen, we don't know. But now there is like kind of all the possibilities kind of showing themselves or resting there, like just there. Or just simply invite this texture of being a child when, according to the psychology, we are allowed to be God. And somehow going against the gravity of what we have build up in our life and becoming a child again. So becoming God. May our wounds become roses. And may we make enough space to be in touch with this uplifting power of the light.